Hello, good day. How are you? Welcome to Gabriel and Mommy's Adventures. Stories by Eray, The Adventures of Gabriel and Mommy. For Halloween, we are in the month of October, and therefore we are in Halloween time, Halloween season. So I decided to make up a story that you can share with your children. It is titled Jack O' Love. I'll start it off. It was the month of October, and in the realm of the monsters, a boy by the name of Jack O' Lantern and his family was getting ready to open up their pop-up shop in the human world. Jack was very excited because this is going to be his first time to celebrate All Hallows Eve in the human world. His family usually opens up the shop in the human world during this time because it's the time in the human world that they will not seem weird to the humans, because all the humans' children like to dress up in monsters and costumes. The night of All Hallows Eve came, and Jack asked his parents while they were in the human world to go trick-or-treating. Just before he could finish the sentence, a young girl dressed up as a witch came into the shop to get makeup to complete her look. Her look was a witch. As soon as Jack saw her, he became smitten with her. He approached her to help her with her purchase. They got to talking and they decided to go trick-or-treating together. I will sing this Halloween song that I have made for it. It's Halloween, night of fright and fun. Let's dress together as the moon and star shines on us on All Hallows Eve. It's Halloween, night of fright and fun. Let's dress together as the moon and sun shines on us on All Hallows Eve. They then decided to go together to go trick-or-treating, their young girl dressed as a witch and Jack O' Lantern. The girl didn't find the way he looked weird because she thought it was a costume. Okay. The next day it was school, and Jack got excited because he enjoyed his night with the young girl, but he felt that he would never see her again. They went trick-or-treating through the night before, having all sorts of fun, gathering candies and candied apple and chocolates and gum and lollipops, and they enjoyed each other's company. But Jack felt that he would never see her again. But while he was daydreaming in the cafeteria, he heard somebody say Jack and pressed his shoulder, and when he turned around, it was a girl who looked like the girl that he went out trick-or-treating with. But he wasn't sure, and the girl approached him and said, Jack, it is me, don't you recognize me? Then he heard and recognized her voice. Then they started to talk. She let him know that she is a witch and she comes to the school that he attends. And when she saw him at the pop-up shop, she didn't want to say anything because she was excited to finally be able to talk to him. And she had cast a spell on herself to look human. And therefore, that is the reason why he couldn't tell that she wasn't human. And they started talking and they exchanged numbers, and from then on they started dating, and Jack was in love. So that is the end. Jack O' Lantern fell in love with a witch. Bye and have a blessed day. I hope you let your children listen to this. I know you fear Halloween. Some Christians fear Halloween. They think it's demonic they think it's demonic, but not all witches are bad, and just like not all Christians are good. So think about it. Anyways, bye and have a blessed day.